Okay, no, let's go. Parshas Bo, Zerah Kodesh, Pesh Resh Un, Lekavod Alat Tzadikim. Alright? Okay, let's learn the Torah together. So listen, Zachor is a big word. We're getting to Purim soon, where we know if we have Parshas Zachor. So, and also we're already in that Tkufa of Amalek. Already next week's Parsha, we have Amalek at the end of the Parsha. We're holding by less than 45 days until Purim. So, let's learn the Torah from the Zerah Kodesh, Pesiyat Lishmai. These weeks are Shovim. So the Pasuk says, Zachor es Yom Hazeh. Alright, talking about Yitzias Zrayim, remember this day. So Derech Amar Zal, Shebechol Yom, it's the Gemara Psachim. So Shebechol Yom, Chayv Adam Liros Es Atmo, Kiilu Hu Yatsam Mitzrayim. That every single day, a person needs to see himself as if he's leaving Mitzrayim. Yeah? Yeah, sound familiar? We said that at the Haggadah also. But Shebechol Yom, every day. Ki Gulas Mitzrayim Haya, Kedei Lahotzi Daitenu. Right, the Arizal says that the Golus of Mitzrayim was the Golus of Das. That our Das was in Golus, like Rubenstein's brother said the other night. So the Golus of Mitzrayim is what? To take our Das out of Golus. Perush, Das Shalanu Min HaGolus. Take out our Das. Right? He quotes down here, Ayin Shar Kavanos from the Arizal. Vim calls Adayin Yesh Achrei HaGolus. But even so, even after that, we still have Golus. One of the best examples is we had Yetzias Mitzrayim already. Yet we're still in Golus. And Purim's also a good example, because there's a question. If we say Halal on Pesach, right? And we were taken out from what? From Avadim, Avdus Techeiros. So you think Purim is even greater. Purim, what? We went from Maves to Chaim. We were supposed to be killed and we lived. So we should definitely say Halal, the Gemara asks. Gemara says, no, Akate of the Achashverosh. We were still under the Shibur of Achashverosh. See, even though we had a Gula, still there's still Gulas. There's still Avodah that needs to be done. Right? Kemosh Kasav, Eye Asher Eye. Eye Imachim Begalas Acher. And what it means, like we know we say from Rashi there, that what does Hashem say when he says Eye Asher Eye? That what? That I'm with you in Galus now, and I'm going to be with you in Galus later. Right? V'dimion Zeh, Tzarech Adam Mikodem, Liros Latzeis Mitaivos Ros Bechinas Mitzrayim. That what Mitzrayim represents, Mitzrayim represents all Galus. Right? So part of what Galus Mitzrayim is, that when you're stuck in Taivos, so the first gula that a person needs to have is what? You take yourself out of Taivas Rose. That you know you can have a person who's learning Torah Yom Valayla, but also when it comes to friends, it's Lashon Hara 24/7, right? Or what? You eat like an animal. And you have to work on getting out of Taivas Rose. That's Mitzrayim too. Al derech shepeir zecher l'tzias Mitzrayim. She yizkor leitzei mi Mitzrayim. Shu ervas aretz Taivas Rose. So what it means, zecher l'tzias Mitzrayim, means the what? You have to take yourself out of there. You have to remember to remove yourself from Mitzrayim, yeah? So what does Mitzrayim represent? So it goes like this. When Hashem wants to come into... How many malachim came into Mitzrayim?
Six.
Zero. No malachim allowed in Mitzrayim. You're very like sure about that. Right? Zero allowed in Mitzrayim. So it goes like this. This week's parsha is Machas Bechoros. Let me ask you a question. How many Bechoros are there in a family?
One.
So what do you think would happen in the morning? A family would wake up in Mitzrayim. How many children would they have that passed away?
One.
Well, you think it would be one, right? But a family would wake up and seven kids would be dead in the morning. What's the issue?
I have a teretz.
I'll give you a teretz in a second. Right? What's the issue?
Not all the Bechoros.
Oh, no. No. The answer is that what? It was revealed that this one was Bechor from that father, yeah. And that one's Bechor from that father, and all the guy who thought he had seven kids was only one of his kids. Is that what Mitzrayim is referred to as Ervas Haaretz? It's a place of Erva. You know what Erva means? Erva means a place of Arayos, of sexual temptation. That's what Mitzrayim is all about. That's a place where it's the lowest of the lows. It's the most tumidic place in the world. So what it means to take yourself out of Mitzrayim is what? Take yourself out of Ervas Haaretz, out of what we're stuck in. And like Rav Nachman says, all taivas start with what? Taivas nashim. That's the number one taiva. Right? He says that the Yetzer Hara is willing to sell to you all the taivas. He says you could break no more lashon hara, no more this, no more that, and you could be a tzaddik. Except the Yetzer Hara says, but I need one thing. I have to get you on taivas nashim. So Rav Nachman said about himself, he's like, I sold all my other taivas to the Yetzer Hara, said he could fight me on everything else, but there's one thing I'm not giving to him. That, Taivas Nashim. And when a person breaks Taivas Nashim, when he breaks that Inyan and has Kedushas Abris, you could succeed in all other Inyanim. But if you're not working on Kedushas Inayim and Kedushas Abris, think, what am I doing for the summer? Am I going to a place that's going to help me grow in that area? Or is it going to be a place that I'm going to have to struggle with? That person has to think about that. Right? But the good is that Zeichin Yisrael Mitzrayim means that what? Remembering every day to go out of Mitzrayim, to work on my Taivas. Uparo, if you take the osios paro, is osios ha'oref. Oref represents the back of your neck, which is just skin. There's nothing there. He represents ha'oref. And what that means is kashios. It means something that it's tough, right? Ha'oref betaivas ros. That what you're very, he's very tough in taivas ros. That all the taivas come from that place. Mash inkin im yomar ha'adam lispalel v'lavodes Hashem b'dash lema. The person says, you know what? I'm gonna try to serve Hashem. I'm gonna daven and I'm gonna have dash lema. Kodem mitiyasa mitaivas ros. Before I go out of my taivas ros, means that what? That, you know what? Today I'm gonna go hang out with all the girls and all the guys I'm friends with from high school that are wasting away their lives. You know, and then I'll come and learn strong night seder. Ze efshar klal uklal. It's impossible. It's impossible. It's not possible to do that. If imkoze gam acher shiyede be'atzmo shiyetzim mitaivas ros. And even if you know that I'm working on my taivas, I'm trying to become a better Jew. And you have das to serve Hashem, and you have das to sit and learn. Don't say, you know what? I'm perfect now. I'm good. I'm good. Like someone said to me the other night, he said, you know, listen, I'm not sure where I'm going for the summer. But he said, I'm gonna be a counselor somewhere, right? And in a camp that I went to the camp also. And part of the avodah of being a counselor in camp means you're going to be hanging out with your campers, who will want to be hanging out with girls all day, and you're gonna have to be part of the all the color war stuff. And all the other extracurricular activities that are going on. What are we talking about? I'm going to be a hashpia on these guys. I'm going to be a good hashpia on them. And like Rav Ari Leibowitz, I heard him just say in the shir, and it's so true. He's like, let me tell you one thing. He's like, you think you're going to be a hashpia on to anyone? The Yitzhahara is a better hashpia than anyone else. Because you think I'm going to show them how great Avodah Hashem is. According to what you think, the Yitzhahara is going to show them how much better it's not. You have to know what you're going up against. You have to know what? Lo yav, you can't be so trustworthy in yourself. Rak yeda sheisha chreha galus adaim yitzara. If you know that what? The yitzara is always coming to get you. Like Rav Nachman says, every single madriga you go to, the yitzara is right there also. Like for example, like we always say an example, if a person plays basketball, right? So let's say in 8th grade, you're the best basketball player on the team, okay? You're the number one, you're the MVP, yeah? And then you come next year, you go to 9th grade, and what happens? You're sitting on the bench. So why? Is it because you got worse? No, it's not because you got worse. It's just because the competition got higher. Okay, so in 10th grade, you become the best guy again. So you go in 11th grade. 11th grade, you're on the bench again. Did you get worse than you were in 8th grade or in 10th grade? No, it's just that the competition got better. So that's how it works with the Yitzhar also. Is that you were holding here. Okay, so I beat my Yitzhar there. And all of a sudden, I started my next Madriga and I feel like I'm nothing. It's not that you got worse. It's the Yitzhar has also grown with you. Like the Gemara and Sukkah, which we're learning. So the Yetzirah, every single day, he tries to figure out ways to kill you. Every day, the Yetzirah. He's working every time. The end. That's Barak. Right? Every day, he's working on ways. It says, the greater tzaddik you are, the greater Yetzirah you have. And the Yetzirah is always growing also. Which means that we also have to be in the state of growth. Ach yishbar kol sitra'acha b'tikun midos of karoi. Until you finally break the... Which, however, it's not going to happen overnight. It's an avodah that we have to be working on. Tumid. Right? And just listen to this, and we'll close out with this. Listen to what the Zera Kodesh says. It says, "Va'inyan she'adam olam katan." Yeah. V'tzarch b'chol pam lachshov im atzmo ulamashvich ma'isa. Person always to be thinking about what am I doing, and could be considering his drachim. V'yeh b'chinas bittel be'enei atzmo, to be mevatel yourself. Shigira she'eno oved klal v'rosei yisbarach, to see that what, that I haven't even started to serve Hashem yet. Kasher ro'oi le'elokei gadol. Ain't so bizbar fizala. Think how great Hashem is, and the avodah I do is not worthy. She ain't sheir l'gdasav. Yes, shafa ruach anmon, and to think lowly, not chashom to think yourself as nothing, but what to think I could do so much better for what Hashem is. He deserves so much better. V'teichav yaschav yomar ata aschav mechadash. Say, you know what? Now I'm going to start strong. The avodah bizbar kadas karai. That what? Say right now I'm starting. At this moment, take upon yourself that today I'm starting over. And I'm going to serve Hashem with everything I got. And I'm going to serve Hashem with the newness, with the freshness. And he builds that off the pasuk that says this week's parsha, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chadashim. That what the Indian of Chodesh, the Indian of Chadash, belongs to us. That what you can be Mechadish yourself. But you have to be Mechazik yourself in that Indian to know that what? That again, don't think of yourself as nothing, because we are something. But to realize what that we can do, there's so much more of Hashem. Like the Noam Nanak says, it says, Bechol Dor Vador. That's Dor L'Dor Yishavach Masecha, right? It says, what does it mean, Dor L'Dor Yishavach Masecha? That Dor L'Dor represents Madrega to Madrega, Yishavach Masecha. The what? I should praise Hashem. Which means that what always has to be a state of growth, Chevra, the Iker in is Madrega Ach Madrega, to growing. And that's Zeichli Yitzhi Yisraim. Every day, remember Yitzhi Yisraim, what? To be going out of Mitzrayim every day. Chayiv, Shebechol Yom Yom, Chayiv Adam Liris Atzmo Kiel, who Yatzim Mitzrayim. You know, to go out of those taivos, to go out of that recruitness, to believe in ourselves, to believe that I could do it also. So Chevra, it has to be the what, that I have to know that I'm a nothing, but I have to believe in Hashem, like the Simcha Bunim says, you have two things in your pocket always. If the one pocket says the what, that Anochi Afar Efer, I'm a nothing, and the other pocket says the what, Eino Olam Nivra El Shli, the Olam is created for me. See, Atashmei Lekav Shem, so we should be Zohar to believe in ourselves, and to keep growing, and go out of Mitzrayim, Mamash.